Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Lord casts out all other fear. Psalm 27, the first verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Fear does not play favorites. While specific fears might differ among us, if we're honest, we have to admit that we all fear something. Sometimes that fear can be irrational, like far-fetched conspiracy theories. Sometimes that fear can be perfectly rational, like cancer, which is a very real possibility for all of us. But what is really happening when you fear something? You are making whatever it is bigger than God, and therefore, in your mind, it cannot be stopped. If you give that kind of power to whatever it is, that fear will destroy you. It will dominate your life. It will consume you. King David wrote Psalm 27 at a time when he had many enemies conspiring against him. He had every earthly reason to fear. And so do you. I'm sure that you can recite in your mind the things you fear the most on a daily basis. But notice how David saw all those potential fears in comparison to his Lord. His Lord was a light that chased away darkness in his heart. His Lord brought rescue from every foe. His Lord was like a mighty stronghold which could never be breached. And if a loving God is bigger than anything one might fear, and he is, then you can sing with King David, "Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid?" The answer is nothing. So David went confidently into the battlefield and into the political arena of his day. He took his lumps, and we all do. But ultimately, he was given a true victory for all eternity, salvation in God. This same God who was a light to David and drove away all fear is your God. The same God who was David's salvation is your God. So whom shall you fear? Nobody and nothing, but a loving Father in heaven who has your eternal best interests in mind. We pray. Heavenly Father, be a light for our path. Drive away all dark fear from our worrisome hearts. Be our rock and fortress in which we find peace from all our enemies. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.